The Buckle Up Music Festival is a celebration of music from the heartland and acts as a wonderful companion piece to the summer's Bunbury Music Festival. The Buckle Up Festival runs July 18th through the 20th at Sawyer Point in Yateman's Cove, and here to tell me more about it is founder and owner Bill Donabedian. So, you're just not busy enough bringing one huge music festival to town? You had to bring two?
Yeah. I'm starting to regret it.
But I guess it's nice that it lines up back-to-back to each other, so you kind of just can keep the same stages.
That is correct. You gain economies of scale by doing it that way.
What was the idea behind the Buckle Up Festival?
Well, it was pretty simple. Debbie Branscom, who's the on-site manager for Bunbury, she's a country music fan, and she said during the setup of year one, she's like, you know, you could keep this up for a second weekend and do another festival, and it should be country music. And I was just like, geez, Debbie, we're just trying to get through our first Bunbury, and you're crazy, you know? And she brought it up again last year, and I just started digging into it and was able to get the weekend after and ran some numbers, and I said, okay, what the hell, let's just do this. And the name came to me immediately. I just love that, you know, belt buckles are such a cool part of country and, you know, just in the heartland in general, and the idea of, you know, buckle up, hold on tight, and all this, and just... And next thing I know, we're going forward with it.
Well, and just today, it was announced some of the main headline acts that'll be at the festival?
Well, we've really only announced one headliner. We just announced four acts. Alabama is a headliner, but Eli Young Band, JT Hodges, the Lone Bellows, those are just some of the acts. And we've got 76 more to announce, and we'll be doing that over the next few weeks.
Is the idea supposed to kind of reflect that of Bunbury in that you're going to have a nice mix of local, regional, and national acts?
Yeah, we'll definitely feature, you know, we probably have about, I want to say, 10 to 20% local acts each year, and then there's some from the region, and you have your national. I think it's important to showcase music, that, you know, local music and music from the region, and it makes sense. You know, it's a great fit to have, and it gives people a sense of who you are as a city.
You've also reflected a lot of the same policies regarding the festival, that being the re-entry policy, the free admission for kids 10 and under. So you're still working really hard to make this a family-friendly, very accessible event.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's not going to be a change in amenities and customer service because the music's changed. I think Bunbury showed us what we need to do to have a good business, you know, to do a good festival, a good solid event. So we're going to carry over all those learnings to Buckle Up.
Aside from the bands themselves and the music, what are you doing differently between the two festivals?
Even Bunbury is really, my focus is on the music. So, you know, Buckle Up really is about the music. Some of the food will probably change. Some of the drinks will probably change. Some of the sponsors and their activations will change. But what it really comes down to is the music. I feel really good about what we have as a festival with Bunbury, and it doesn't make much sense to take that apart or tamper with it. People seem very happy with that experience and the customer service and the value. So we're going to continue to do those things.
Well, I know that by the time the second Bunbury came around, you were able to kind of look back and reflect on the first one and see just how successful it was. Now that we're getting close to time to start talking about the third one, are you able to look back and compare year one to year two and see, is it growing, is it changing, or is it kind of just progressing the same?
No, Bunbury is doing extremely well. I mean, our ticket sales are up 3 times over last year at this point in time. So we are definitely seeing, we think, an explosion in growth. And it's that hockey puck, you know, you've seen those charts for new businesses. You kind of come in at one level, and then it starts to up, and then you start to really escalate as a business. And I think we're moving on that upward part of the curve and going to see the success. And that's you know, groundwork that we've laid over the last few years. And I also think that's had a good impact on Buckle Up, because people know what Bunbury's like and that it's been a successful event, and now they expect the same thing. And I think they have a little bit of trust, and now it's going to be about delivering on the artists. So we're going to do that over the next few weeks.
Sure. And talking about the artists, you've mentioned in various places that the festival is a celebration of music from the heartland. And that's not specifically just country, right? You're trying to expand kind of to all genres that are of that ideology, right?
Yeah, it's that really American music, you know, Americana, bluegrass, folk, country, roots rock. They're just so a part of who we are as a country, you know. You can't deny that. So that's the kind of music that we're celebrating. I think there will be, you know, the heartbeat is probably country. The main idea is country. But when you think about all those other kinds of genres that I've mentioned, they're all somewhat related, and they sometimes cross over and they bleed into one another. So that's why I thought that it was important that we have all of those things.
Now, you still have openings available in both festivals for some artists, and they can submit an electronic press kit by the end of the month, yeah. Correct?
Yes. There's a technology startup called cloudpresskit.com, and you can go there and submit until the... It's really inexpensive, and just by submitting, you get a free electronic, or we call it a cloud press kit, and that's good for a year. And we will go through all of those and listen to all those artists, and we'll be picking several acts from that.
Let's say there's a band listening right now, and they might want to submit their work for either Buckle Up or Bunbury. What mm-hmm. do they need? Do they need MP3s, and how many?
We suggest 3 MP3s, and we want to see a photo. We want to know a little bit about them. We want to know how busy they've been as far as playing gigs and touring, and, you know, how many Facebook likes and Twitter followers, and are they actively working as a band? You know, those are the kind of bands that we're interested in. You know, we need bands to help sell tickets, and in order to do that, they have to have an engaged fan base.
Well, you have now 6 days of two different festivals available, and so far, for the most part, the weather has really been on your side. You've had really beautiful weather, particularly last year. I thought it was just a really wonderful time. I brought the family out to see Fun on the main stage the first night, and it was just a beautiful, gorgeous night. I just hope that since you now have 6 days to cover, that the weather agrees with you for that whole period of time.
Well, I look at it, I've just added three more opportunities, you know. Weather is one of those things you just have to deal with. It's the one thing you can't control. So you try your best to be safe and smart about it. You know, in year one, we had to do it briefly. And even there was one point on Sunday where we had to close the stages for about 20 minutes. So, you know, you got to do that, and you try to educate your crowd and make sure that they've come prepared. And you also want to make sure that there are places for them to go. And then you just kind of weather it, pun intended. You know, you just got to get through it and then keep going.
Well, and as we mentioned earlier, there were four acts announced today to be part of the inaugural Buckle Up Music Festival. We're looking forward to hearing some more in the near future and keeping the energy going and being excited about this upcoming festival. Thank you very much for your time, Bill, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and we'll see you later in the year.
The Buckle Up Music Festival is July 18th through the 20th at Sawyer Point and Yateman's Cove. For more information about the Buckle Up Music Festival and where you can get tickets, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Well, I'd love to see my son stay in the city where he's born. Settle down, have a wife, live a long and happy life at home since the 90s. That crazy sense.